regardait tout le monde, antenne, arc et flèche. This is the voyage out. The voyage out takes.
Tritium 3H, beryllium 10, carbon 14, fluorine 18, aluminium 26, chlorine 36, potassium 40, calcium 41, cobalt 60, strontium 90, technetium 99, technetium 99M, iodine 129, iodine 131. Most significant health hazard from nuclear fission used in nuclear medicine and industrial tracer. Xenon 135. Strongest known nuclear poison with a major effect on nuclear reactor operation. Plutonium 239, used for most modern nuclear weapons. Americium 241, used in household smoke detectors. Ionizing agent Californium 252. Iodine 131. Plays a major role as a radioactive isotope present in nuclear fission products. It was a significant contributor to the health hazards from open-air atomic bomb testing in the 1950s, the Chernobyl disaster, as well as a large fraction of the contamination hazard in the Fukushima nuclear crisis. Due to its mode of beta decay, iodine 131 is notable for causing mutation and death in the cells that it penetrates. Iodine 131 can be seen by nuclear medicine imaging techniques whenever it is about 10% of its energy and gamma radiation tissue damage without.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me there? Hello. Hi. The data bank is heavy with data and it needs all my energy to transmit. I am here trying to break through to your time, and meanwhile, there's loads of data processing as I try to speak to you, to reach you, wherever you are. The ancient traditions relied on much passing through the mouth, transmitting from tongue to tongue, flesh to flesh. The mouth, both a place and an interval between one space and another, works like a tunnel. If I open my mouth wide, you can see my insides. If I close it, you no longer see them, yet the memory of what you saw remains. I choose to speak with you in ode to the ancient oral traditions that believed that if we voiced the bad dream, we arrest it from happening. The green night approaches. The sky, a gradient of pink and yellow hues, degrading into luminous grays, luminous rays of green. The fumes from our radioactive gardens emit such thick smoke that we could almost believe fires approach. As I bathe here in the digital sea of data that became our memory, I connect with you. Like in surf, we must be able to surf a good wave in order to succeed in transmitting to multiple times and places. If I float, I am connected. A fine balance of letting one's body be filled with air and drift into the rhythm of the sea. A pool of files, images, and sounds. I hope I can stay on. During those disastrous years, i.e. your present, which is my past, I was admitted into a time travel alliance that allowed me to travel far into the future, yet with no return. Here, the Gregorian calendar has been abolished, and we now count time in function of the moons that we can see through a most perforated ozone layer, giving us new glimpses into the cosmos. This is a year of many moons. Out there, the carcasses of old factories now form an earthbed for beings growing from the mutant juice of pollutant forests. Despite the radioactivity and the high temperatures, these new beings thrive. Fields of newborn radioactive flowers, small gatherings of surviving bees, resistant plant species, and a new type of egg lay upon our shore, engaging us to dig and search for the meaning of such unexpected life. Hundreds of years have passed since the birth of the Isle. With the coming of the Great Wave, all of our communication satellites, tools, and pads broke down, and now what we have left is touch and some remnants of utensils that we make do with. We are working on reconnecting with the tips of our fingers, learning to touch again, away from the touch operating systems and now directly onto the bodies, objects, and surfaces that we seek to commute with. Touch is what allows us to understand, and yet only partially, as we must be in constant motion in order to try to understand and yet know that we will never understand completely. The Isle where we now inhabit is a fruit of the gigantic seismic changes happening in the Pacific Ocean during those disastrous years. After the nuclear disaster in Fukushima, Isle of Good Fortune, we migrated into a new island which sprung up as a result of the disaster. The Isle is mobilized by such persistent motion that the concept of space is entirely relative to perspective. The Isle has no roots, and it floats amidst the flat sheen of the ocean in a graceful yet fragile balance. A kind of floating world. Hence, there are only ephemeral moments of understanding. All guides, encyclopedias, and classified knowledge have been abolished, and we now have to live with the weighty anxiety of being responsible for the most pure trial and error. Touching has become the foundation of mapping and geography. None of these subjects exist without a study of experience and phenomena. There are no maps, no charts, nor routes that do not depend on affect and experience, as we have come to an understanding that all classified logic were falsifications of experience. Once, I was looking through the databases and was stunned to see the persistence of the bird's eye view on all maps and charts. Amazing fantasy. It has now been long since we decided to use the Earth itself as a map. I feel I'm losing strength. There's a huge wave of data, images that are sounds, sounds that make for whole landscapes. A great wave approaches, and it'll set our transmission into... there, there, in the gaps of our memory, in the cracks of the sea of data that has become our time, I find these fragments of a voyage into my past, which is your present. In the year of 2022, the calamities of a new world order were such that I committed to leave my time in order to join the scientific expedition to study the then new island that had emerged in the Pacific south of Japan. Little did I know that it was not purely an exploratory voyage, but a kind of intertemporal voyage. When our communication tools broke down, we were shipwrecked on the volcanic coast. There, we lay exposed to magma for a long and unconscious period of time, a kind of long and warm sleep. Yet, when we're asleep here, we are always awake somewhere else, and this somewhere else may have become my reality. These fragments seem to be a leading trace that connects your time with mine. Those were the first images made of our forests, which began as small familiar gardens and expanded rapidly with the new waves of contagion and vital energy. Initially, we thought all that forest was maleficent, but it was only much later that we learned to live with that trouble and allow it to penetrate us, to transform us. These gardens turned forests are sacred sites from which we charge our potentia gaudendi, or orgasmic force. The term was given by the visionary metamorphic body of a certain B or P Preciado in the ears to which I believe we might be transmitting to. Potentia gaudendi is described as a strength of indeterminate capacity. It has no gender. It is neither male nor female, neither human nor animal, neither animate nor inanimate. It does not know the difference between being excited, being exciting, or being excited with. It is a force of transformation for the world in pleasure, and pleasure with. The Fukushima daisies that sprung came as a promise of love in times of cholera. These daisies were the first trace of the mutant forest that grew out of the radioactive fields. Two heads, then three, albino petals, triple stems. The flowers were freaks of nature, a graceful answer to the disaster, a sign of the immutable fact that life lives on in all forms. A passage comes through our magnetic cord and it sets my whole body into a different motion, a speedy feeling. The wave ripples and it reads, "We could say that a firework is not different from a tree or a big artificial flower that grows, develops, flowers and dies in a few seconds. Withered, finally, it soon disappears in unrecognizable fragments. Well, let's take this firework and make it last for a month, and we will have a flower with all the characteristics of other flowers, or so, inverting the order of factors, may as imagine that the seed of a plant can explode like a bomb. 8, 5, 2, 3, 6, 1.